It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic.
If you thought there were more officers on patrol this weekend, you weren't wrong, which is another way of saying you were right. We're going to tell you in a moment why you could still get nabbed by one of these extra patrol officers today.
I love a little blitz. You know, a real crackdown. You know people are either speeding or driving under the influence or, you know, some sort of problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
And every once in a while, they do these little crackdowns. Well, that happened this weekend.
What have you seen lately, David, as you're driving around in your smart car? Because you can't see
I can barely see over the steering wheel, obviously. What have I seen? Yeah, I've seen a lot of people pulled over.
Have you?
I don't know exactly why.
Because I don't.
You're not seeing a lot of people.
No, what I'm seeing, however, is an opportunity to make what I think is a citizen's arrest for people texting and driving. I have seen a ton of that lately. It drives me crazy. I saw it the other day on my way home on I-215 on the east side. Woman almost swerved into me.
I live a mile from a high school.
Oh.
So how often do you think I'm seeing the teenagers driving with one hand and in their other hand they have their phone?
In a moment, we're going to get Utah Highway Patrol on the line with the latest ticket data. I wonder how many tickets they've given out. But we've got information from the Utah Department of Transportation that shows that a quarter of Utahns admitted to texting while driving within the last 30 days. While you admit it, at least they're being honest about it. Lieutenant Wade Brewer with UHP on the line with us live. Good morning, Lieutenant.
Good morning.
Good to
be with you.
It's good to have you on the line with us this morning. I'm going to just roll the dice here, and actually I hope that the most people that you pulled over the most were texters.
That is definitely what we were focusing on. Now, we don't have the numbers that show that they are actually texting because there's two different laws that we're talking about here. The one law that talks about you cannot manipulate or use any kind of electronic device at all while you're operating that vehicle in motion, right? That's one law. The other law is the one that we hit on a little bit last week on this kickoff blitz, where it talks about if you're distracted inside the vehicle, say you've dropped your phone or you're reaching over to do something or you're picking up or you're putting on makeups, that's one. That's called careless driving. Both are punishable by fines and a Class C misdemeanor.
So, say I Google Map something on my phone. I don't have one of those fancy little holders. Are you saying that on that phone, I can't hold it in my hand while I'm driving around getting directions from Google?
Yeah, while we don't recommend you doing that, that is actually permitted by law. That is one of the exemptions in that texting law, the one that is called, that we know as the texting law. That's the one that's titled... the actual original or the title of it is prohibited using handheld wireless communication device while operating a motor vehicle. That's the state statute.
So Lieutenant Brewer, if Dave can hold the Google Maps on his phone in his hand, what can't he do behind the wheel with a phone?
So he can't text message, he can't email. And that's where the manipulation comes into it. And I was reminded Thursday, because I actually got to go out and work a little bit of time in between some meetings and participate in this distracted driving blitz. I was reminded the difficulty of enforcing this law because I stopped an individual who was manipulating their device. And they said, I'm so sorry. I was just trying to pull up my mapping and figure out where I was going.
Oh, they read the law.
Unfortunately, guess what? That is within the law, and I just said, even though that is within the law, I can't take action on it. That's the time when you can kind of educate the person and just say, we don't recommend you doing that. However, I can't take any action on that because the law allows that. Now, I've had people tell me that before, and when I've asked them to show me their mapping or whatever app they're using, it turns out they didn't have that pulled up. And I said, you obviously know the law. However, you didn't show me that, so reasonably, mm-hmm. I can't assume that you were doing that. And plus, this individual was two-hand texting, driving with their elbows while they're driving down the road. So, or manipulating their device with both hands. So I think they were actually doing some email. Plus, the other things you cannot do, going back to Dave's question, is you cannot have any kind of streaming device or streaming app open, such as these apps that we use for our meetings now. You know, there's the multiple things that we can use for video meetings. And that goes on quite frequently. Even the common, like, FaceTime. People will do that while they're driving down the road.
But we can certainly have a meeting on a phone call hands-free, right?
Correct.
You're not
going to
yank me over for having my post-show meeting with Dave and our producer on the way home, right?
That is totally within the law.
Okay.
As long as you're not manipulating a device and it's not streaming video to where that would then be a distraction to you as you're going down the road.
Lieutenant, frankly, I don't even want to be on the call, but I have to be because we are having a meeting. So how many tickets have you guys given out this weekend?
These are the troopers. These are UHP stats only. We stopped over the weekend, since we started tracking this, 2,449 people. Now, all of those are not for distracted driving, obviously. Of those 2,449, 68 of them were tied directly to distracted driving. 68 of that number. Also stopped 13. 13 of those stops were DUI drivers. Mm. And then another 68 that were reckless driving. Well, called in and to the dispatcher, and which we responded to, or we observed the individual driving in reckless behavior.
Lieutenant Wade Brewer, thank you so much for joining us. If you're wondering why there are so many people pulled over this weekend, it's because they're trying to crack down specifically on the distracted driver.
I didn't know all of those rules until the lieutenant jumped on the line. I observe them, but I didn't know the nuances.
Well, it's important. Yeah. It's important to know what you can and can't do, because it's not reasonable to say, you know what, you can't use Google Maps, right? That's just the way we drive now.
You just can't use Google Maps and text me. You can't text me, Dave.
And email and do your...
And drive with your elbows.
Yeah, your Zoom call.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope in Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.